Day three of Triple M rocking the Ashes, test number two in Adelaide, Australia. 4 for 53 at the close of play last night. And as my wife would say, who's winning? I'm never sure. I get the feeling that momentum may have finished with England, but there's only one man to ask. It's Gilly. Adam Gilchrist, Australian cricket legend, Triple M cricket commentator. Hello, mate.
Yeah, good morning, mate. Good morning, guys.
Who is winning? Morning.
We are nailing it. We're so far ahead in this game, it's not funny. But anyway, make sure you listen, all you listeners out there, make sure you tune into Triple M and listen, because it's going to be entertaining. I reckon yesterday was, if that wasn't the most entertaining day of broadcasting of cricket that I've ever heard on Triple M, that was it was right in the final, because it was action aplenty out on the field. And if there was a lull in play, the entertainment from the commentary box was of high class.
Wasn't it absolutely? It was amazing to be able to sit in that commentary box and listen along. It felt like being, you know, in an audience at a comedy show. But the cricket was great. Of course, the bone of contention for everyone is, should we have made England follow on, Gilly?
I think you could debate it either way. At the time, I was pretty comfortable with what decision Steve Smith made. I thought The telling factor for me was the quick bowlers for Australia had worked pretty hard, put in a pretty big effort. They go this sort of short bowling theory, and that takes a lot out of bowlers. People can't underestimate just how energy-sapping it is, first of all, to run in and bowl at 150 kilometres an hour, but then to try and do it bowling short, intimidating bowling, it does sap them. So I think, you know, England opened the door a little bit last night under the lights, but I reckon we're 260-odd ahead.
We're safe.
Still got six. Yeah, I reckon we've got enough already, but the boys will try and bat on for another session and a half at least. Hopefully they can survive that long. They've got the best batting conditions when we resume, and I think it augurs well. England will not want to be placing that pink ball later on under lights.
Gilly, I must have missed the story yesterday. Why do they call you Eric?
Oh, just because I was walking around the ground on my first tour with the Australian team, and back in 1997, Marto, and I was walking around the ground with Steve Waugh and Glenn McGrath, and obviously I was a youngster on the trip and the unknown, but a little kid came running up to Steve, and he nervously sort of thumbed through the tour program, and Steve Waugh, can you sign here? And then same to Glenn, he flicked the pages down Pigeon's picture, Glenn McGrath, and he looked at me with his dumb look on his face, he thumbed through the book and then said, are you Eric Gilchurch?
Is he the baggage man?
From that moment on, it was either Eric or Churchy, the boys called me. But,
Adam Gilchrist, you're a legend of the sport, you're doing a great job on Triple M, enjoy the call, brother, we'll hear you today.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and see you soon, Moon Man.
See you later, Churchy.